begin the current daf mesech the sanedrin daf chavzayin. Begin on the basic. It says master begin with the gemara ve'ilan the kraven b'chulu b'neim b'chasneim their sons and their son-laws. Now b'neim b'chasneim, those two categorizations, their sons and their son-laws, loikoi rak. So it says they're only going a hanach kraven on those relatives. The mefarshim b'sneim behedya. They're explicit in the mishnah. Kugoyin achi aviv, like his father's brother, ve'imai and his mother, their brother. But those that are inferred, that are learnt out from inference, like they're not going on that. For example, Banav Chasan of the day, like his sons and son-in-laws, in the Psulim Lahanach are not possible to those that are not mentioned. Ilav Hava B'chla Hanach Kareivim Mefarish, unless it's included in the relatives that are explicit. So it says, but you should know this because the Benoi Kasher Hulachi Aviv. Because his son is actually valid to testify for his father's brother, Latan Masin, according to the Mishnah, to Abish Lishabarishan. It's the third level to the first level. Kadisa Begumala Gemazik explains that Chavchasim and Aleph. Because, even though it should be possible, but it's inferred. So therefore, it's kosher. Vikshim Bukunjas, because we only said him to his father's brother. But since it wasn't mentioned, it's not going to continue to the sons and sons in law. Now, Vikshma Kundrashi asks, what? Am I Tanach Orga? Then why are you saying the stepson? Hanafik min balima. You learned it out inferential from the mother's husband. And Vilash min levadim has come to teach you that just him, Hanami Pshita, that, well, that's obvious, Kipishla, like we explained. B'nei Mechasneim, Lekoya Hanach Dinav Kimachlala. The sons and son laws is not learned out on those that are inferred. So, Materiti answers, the Ein Tanach Heshabizah. You're right. The Tanach is not concerned about this because the Kata Ika Shesh Karevim, there are these other relatives. The Asa Machlala that I learned out from inference, they're explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. Could go in, for example, Achi Aviv, the father's brother, Nafik Machlala, the Achiv of Benai Behulu, learned out from the category of a brother and a son, etc. But such as Rakash is difficult, because listening Nami Ben Achi Ishte, it should say his wife's brother's son, Kama Inach, like the other ones. Umiyu, Mechaisna Ikalameima, from the son, you could say, the Shapa Haba. The Kolchke and the apostle Lachamov, for sure you disqualify the father-in-law. Then you still have the difficulty of his wife's brother's son. So Elinir, rather it seems no. The Kuli Yitzchuk, it says, I'll tell you what. All those that are mentioned are necessary. Either for themselves, or because of the chiddush of the sons and the son-in-laws. But now we have the difficulty for sure. So only mentioning those are necessary. So why does it mention the stepson? I'll tell you why it says it. To say only him and not him and not his son-in-law and the son. Now, I would never have thought it's only going. It's not going those that are inferred. Could preach like we explained. So it says, however, b'chorga itzrich. No, by the stepson you need it because the sagat. I mean, you would have thought to say even the chorga kibnoi, since the stepson is like a son, and that's why it's possible. Oben the ben possible, and the son is disqualified. These are parakish neichling the most above us. Dafkav ches menalov. Same, you would say duhadin ben chorga. Same, it would be for the stepson's son. Kimashwan, that's what's saying that no. Vilma baravashi the machshav abba the abba that he qualify he permits the father's father the hainu ben aben, which is the son's son. So even a regular son is not a problem. Maybe you could say, no, the Mahacha who deal of light, it's from here that he actually learned that idea. Ben Chayishtoi, but regarding the wife's brother's son, Leitzorach Lemehader Ulemasna Yikla, that you don't have to mention at all, given the Mapiku Machlala, because you know it from inference. Because Dilash Mina, because if he would come to tell us to Ulevadi Pasa, only himself is disqualified for Leibnev Chayisna, not son and stepson, like by the stepson, Hopshita. Well, that's obvious to me. So why would you think that it's included? But moreover, the le'odav ben achi ishtoi, you can't say that his wife's brother's son is better mi ben achiv from his brother's son or ben achiv obanav mechaisnav. They were saying sharon like that they're kosher. Ketani kabikulu, like we said by all them, ubenei mashma, but lebenei name and the sons sound like and not their sons' sons. So therefore, there's no reason why I would have thought that there would be any. Better, so that the son and the son-in-law of the ben achisay for sure kosher to be testified because the Mishnah says that achav ben achav apostle to testify. From there, we see that only ben achav is possible, but the son of the Ben Achiv and his son-in-law are kosher to testify him. So if the son of the Ben Achiv is kosher to testify for sure, also the son of the Ben Achiv's Ishtoi is not going to be better, and he's also kosher to testify. Like it says, Master, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Elohein HaKrevim, these are the relative of Chorger, Labadai, and only the stepson, which Pirish, that means to say, Loi Ben Avaloi Chosna, not the son, not the son-in-law. Now, make sure Rashi asks, am I not Chorger? Why are you picking the stepson? No, Nafik Mechlal, you know it from the difference about Limai of the mother's husband, the stepfather. But don't say the Naktim Shum Labadai that we picked because of just him. Tashmina, to let you know, the Benoi Kosher, that his son is Kosher. So it's a blame here. That doesn't seem to be correct, because that's also pashut. Because the meichat is a tvei. What would you think more? But we said the b'nei mechasneim lekoy elam mevorim. It's only for those that are the chesiv masnitin are explicit in the Mishnah. But lekoy ahani the nafkim elchala. They're not going those that are learned up from inference. Shabenoi lachi aviv, because his son to his father's brother kosher is kosher latan the masnitin to latan the Mishnah. That was shlishi rishon. It's a third to the first. Kedis b'gemara. It's brought in the Gemara. Tzitz Rashi answered, the kulin nami asim mechlol. No, you're right, they all learned out from inference. Kagan nechi aviv, father's brother mechlol, the achiv abana, he's learned out from brother and the son, barami ben, there's different gersoys here that it should say, barami ben achi ishtoi, the mapik mechlol, the balachis aviv, achisnoi, and the son-in-law, nafik mechlol, the chamav, learned out from the category of his father-in-law. But velachi imen zotanilu, we still say them, because the Tana wasn't particular about it. So it says, well, in here, that's not clear. If that's the case, so then why didn't you go and repeat Hanuch to Asu Mechlal the Baal Chais Aviv? And the father-in-law. So I came near Elayma, therefore it appears to say the Kuliyat Tzucha. No, there are actually, whatever said in the Mishnah is necessary. The Chi Aviv, his father's brother, Avagav the Iu Gufe, Asu Mechlal the Ben Achiv, even though it's learned out inferentially from his brother's son, his son and son-in-law, that's not learned out from inference. So it's his mother's brother, and his sister's husband, Avagav, even though his son is learned out from the category of, I should say, Achi. He himself is not learned out from inference. But such means coming to tell us the Baal Kishtei that the husband's like the wife. So to all of them, it's they're all necessary. Either for themselves or for their sons and son-in-laws, which brought in parentheses, because it really is a repetition from the previous Taisus.